It says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Verse 2, whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. There you go, brother. You need to obey the government. Because if you resist the government, you're resisting the power of God, the ordinance of God. Well, let me explain to you what that means when it says the ordinance of God. Ordinance means the orders of God. So this is basically explaining to us that God gives the government specific orders. That means these are the laws that you should be legislating. They are the ones that are deputized by God to legislate specific laws and enforce them and punish evildoers if they don't adhere to them. And guess what? Praise those who do, right? So if we resist that governmental authority who's supposed to be, you know, administering these laws, then at that point we're resisting the ordinance of God. Does that make sense to everyone? It's pretty simple.